Good morning, everyone. It's Kat, and I'm back with a new episode of my podcast. This podcast is on adulting, and I've been wanting to create it for a while because I feel like in the last couple weeks, I've been trying to be better about like being an adult in the sense of like taking responsibility for my life and the things in it, like taking care of my home, my car, myself, anything that needs to be taken care of, trying to do those on a timely basis. Like, I think I went on the very far extreme of like trying to take care of everything in my personal life, trying to do all of it like before I got to my work. And I realized that, okay, I can't possibly finish all of that before I begin work. And so I need to like accept that I can only get like the most important things done. And then at some point I need to like cut it off and be like, these things are not important. And in my journal, I even started writing sometimes, because there's a spot in my journal that was like the three main things that I need to get done for the day. And then under that, I would write like not important. And I would list like sometimes cooking is not important or grocery shopping for the day. Like I need to get it done, but maybe not today. It could be done tomorrow and stuff like that. And so I think by putting those things down, I was like telling myself like, you know, it would be great if I could get this done, but like at the end of the day, if I spend time on this, like I'm not going to consider it like a win for the day. Like if I went grocery shopping or something like that, instead a win would be something related to my work or something else that I felt like was more important. Like sometimes going to the gym is considered a win for me. Actually, yeah, it would be great if I went to the gym more often. But anyways, like I guess having a clear prioritization on things that I need to get done has helped me, and like having clear boundaries between work and personal life has helped in the sense of like if I need to like go return stuff or go to the mall or whatever, like those things should probably be done on the weekends or in the evenings, so I don't waste like work time when I'm like alert and ready to go and spend that time doing errands. And I guess there's a tricky balance between it, but trying to be more cognizant of it. The other thing in terms of like taking responsibility for things, I feel like there's things that need to be done on a regular basis. For example, like cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the counters, things like that. And I would always put those off because I was like, I don't want to waste time cleaning those things. I'd rather, you know, do work instead. But then like those things just start to nag at me because like, you know, the counter will start to get all cluttered. And then I'll be like, oh, every time I like pass by the bathroom counter, I'll be like, oh, I really need to like take care of this. And so it'll just like, but then it would happen like all over when I walked around my home, and it would be like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this. And so then it just like adds a lot of like clutter and burden to my mind. And so, you know, it's been a continual process, but I did clear my bathroom counters last weekend. I just feel so much better. Like every time I see it, it's like so peaceful. It's like, it's like clean, and, you know, things are in order. Things are in place, in their places. And so, I don't know. I realize that it has like a good long-term effect for the work that I did in terms of cleaning it up. Like, yes, it was annoying and like not pleasant to like try to spend time cleaning it. But then afterwards, like every day that I see it where it is clean, or every moment of every day, then I'm like, I get the benefits of it. So long story short, I guess I'm realizing that taking care of certain things will add to my well-being in the long term if I take care of them up front. So yeah, I think that captures it. And so if I know that I need to take care of certain things like on a regular basis, then I need to build in time to do them, so it's not so like reactive. And for example, also like when taking care of myself, like I like to have my eyebrows waxed and shaped, and I would just like kind of do it on the whim whenever I felt like, oh, like I have a lot of straight eyebrow hairs, so it's time to go make an appointment, time to go, and then I had to fit it into my schedule. And so I started to actually add it into my calendar, like, okay, 4 or 5 weeks from now, I need to do it again. And so then I can like plan for it. And so then it's not like I'm not doing it in like a last minute crazy mode, like, oh my gosh, like I need to go find an appointment and do it right now. Like, it's more like I can like prepare for it. And so then it just makes me feel like I'm more on top of things. So, yeah. All in all to say, basically, that by like trying to take care of things at the appropriate time, like I'm by no means perfect at it. I feel like I'm more in control of my life, or at least things feel like they're more in order such that I can do my work. I realize that it's not just about making space and time to do work, but it's about everything else that leads up to work. It's kind of like how on the weekends you rest, and like sometimes I get really antsy and I like want to work, and sometimes I do work, but then it's like the rest that you do leads up to Monday morning feeling refreshed and ready to work. And so I guess I'm seeing how everything is connected and how not everything is so like short term in the now. Like, it's more like everything has an influence on each other. Like, having a great morning starts with having a great evening the day before, eating well, and sleeping early as well. So yeah, I guess I'm trying to, the more I see the bigger picture of how things relate, I feel like the better I can plan for things. So yeah, I'm feeling really good and positive, and so just wanted to share that. And gosh, I wish I had like recorded more podcast episodes in the recent like last couple of months, because I feel like that's where I feel like I've changed a lot. It's hard to pin down exactly what has changed, but I wish I had a more of a like a day-to-day recap of like exactly the mental shifts that I made to get to where I am now. But anyways, I'll try to do more episodes. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.